Good morning and welcome to the Detroit Community Calendar, a Beasley Media Group presentation. And this morning, our special guest is Executive Director Laura Varon Brown, a lady so special she needs three names. I do feel like Laura from Gildas Club, Metro Detroit, like I'm cheating a little bit because we obviously know each other quite well.
Well, yes, we do. And thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I have been on the board of directors now at Gildas Club for, are we going on like 7 years? Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I think you came about when I came, and that was 7 years ago.
Yeah, pretty amazing everything that's happened in that time frame, including Gildas Club has gone from one big, beautiful house in Royal Oak to getting ready to open a third location. And the word we keep seeing associated that is Durfee. So I want to start there with, what is a Durfee?
a Durfee was the Durfee Middle School in Detroit, and it had been shuttered for a number of years, and the organization Life Remodeled, that had been working in Detroit neighborhoods to help revitalize, got the idea of, well, let's buy this building for a dollar, and it's huge, and let's start a nonprofit collaborative where you can provide wraparound services for a neighborhood and for the extending parts of Detroit that kind of touch around the Durfee area. So now there are more than 30 nonprofits in the Durfee, which is now called the Durfee Innovation Society, that work together collaboratively to support the neighborhood.
And that is sold out, right? At 30 different organizations in there, there's no more space. So it was successful at the very least.
Yeah, it's an amazing idea, and one that has really been embraced by the community. And I think there's maybe one room left, which is just extraordinary.
Yeah. So with that would have to come some level of new construction. So how close is Gildas Club to being a permanent fixture there?
Well, we are getting there. For the carpet is going in, and we have some furniture needs that we're working on. And we've got some outreach that we are doing right now to make sure that as we start with open houses and general lectures on what does cancer support mean, that we have a good, purposeful community to start with. And our hallway is still a little bit under construction with our neighbors in that hall. So we're waiting for it to tidy up a little bit. But we expect by the end of February, 1st of March, that we will be open for business.
And I guess since we're talking about being open for business, we ought to expound on what that business is. One of the great things about Gildas Club, and it matched what Gilda Radner put forth when she was still alive, was, you know, if this was going to happen, everything had to be free. That was something she was adamant about.
Absolutely. Gilda Radner recognizes young woman diagnosed with cancer, how scary that diagnosis can be, how daunting it is for yourself who's not diagnosed, but also how daunting for the family and support system. So Gilda said that everybody needs a place to be empowered, to be educated, and to get that embrace and the tools to face this disease. And so that place now is Gildas Club, and we have a number of Gildas Clubs around the country. But Gildas Club Metro Detroit for 27 years has had a big red door open to thousands of families and helping them kind of prop themselves up and be able to have confidence to face this disease.
Yeah, and I don't want to put, you know, any extra importance on one location over another. But it seems like because Gilda was from Detroit, and of course, because her career took off on Saturday Night Live, that the Detroit and the New York locations are sort of the first two on the map, if you will.
Yes, they are. And then, you know, our location in Detroit, I mean, we recognize that we serve people from around Metro Detroit with locations now Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb. We have Detroiters who have come for years to Royal Oak, but we also know there's many, many Detroiters who can't get to us. And so our goal has been, and Steve, you know this as a board member, is to allow access to quality care, and this care is all free. So for an under-resourced area to be able to walk in and get guidance, get counseling from master's level facilitators and counselors in a program that is the gold standard of psychosocial support is just priceless. And to them, it is priceless because they don't have to pay for a thing. So that's our goal. And we think Gilda would be very proud of us.
And as an executive director, Laura, it means you're on the ground floor and you get to see how people's perspectives change from when they first walk in, scared to death with this new diagnosis, not knowing what's going on, and how this community of caring can change a human being.
Yeah, absolutely. We see, you know, the shoulders down, the head down, and actually being timid to walk in. And we don't see this as being timid. It's a beautiful Victorian home. It's welcoming from the minute you walk in. But to be able to see them kind of be lifted up and boosted with confidence, and their family with confidence, so that they can advocate for themselves in the strongest possible way. We see that. And, you know, I lost my mom, you know, 35 years ago when I was in my 20s trying to help my mom navigate a disease I knew nothing about. And I can't imagine had Gilda's Club been accessible to me and my siblings as we were helping my mom.
Yeah, and I can speak for personal experience myself. Of course, most of the people who have followed my radio career knew that I was married to Sabrina at one point in time, who was also a Detroit radio personality who underwent a 6-year battle with cancer, and we both became members of Gilda's Club. Fortunate for us, of course, we lived right there. We were in Clawson. We could almost walk to Gilda's Club, but that's not the case for everyone.
No, it's not. And so now we're pretty excited after all these years now to be in St. Clair Shores in a big way, to be in Detroit in a big way, and then, of course, in our flagship here in Royal Oak.
Well, I don't feel like there's much extra I need to add to that.
No, we're just really grateful for every community that we've moved into. They've been so receptive to what we're doing, and the gratitude from the members that we serve. And of course, you remember that we're members because Gilda said cancer gave her a membership to an elite club that no one wants to belong to. So we refer to them as members and not patients, so that we don't have that clinical feel. So our members are just really grateful for the embrace that we've gotten from any community we've entered.
And the best way for somebody to get additional information on Gilda's Club, I imagine, is probably website, correct?
Sure. Yep. And that's www.gildasclubdetroit.org, or certainly our phone number, 248-577-0800. And we would love to help anyone who needs us.
Thank you again for your time, Laura, the executive director there of Gilda's Club in Metro Detroit. And thank you, everyone, for joining us for the Detroit Community Calendar. This is a Beasley Media Group presentation.